Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Hi, I'm Janet Letty Gabel, and Mr. Whitehouse, you have the thumb drive that Sarah left. It's twin mast opposition PowerPoint. Hello, it's nice to see you all. I'm going to do three things. One, I'm going to give you a visual, so give you a break from all the talking. And two, I'm going to offer some solutions. And three, I'm going to make some points that were missed. Can I forward that, or do you have to do that?
This one, I can load it up. This one with 31 slides. This one.
Yeah, can you put it on slide five, because everything before that was already speaking to. So the question that I have is the traffic study was done during COVID. So is that even really relevant? Because everybody was staying home during COVID, okay? That's number one. I do want to address, because I live on Round Pole Bridge Road. My name's Janet Letty Gabel. I live on Round Pole Bridge Road. When there's an accident anywhere, everybody starts taking Round Pole Bridge Road, okay? So let me start with my visual presentation. Can I forward this?
Sure, yeah. It's left and right on the keyboard.
On the keyboard, yeah.
Okay.
Just the other left and right button.
Some of the items on the staff review that Mr. Lowery did, the answers are incomplete, so I'd ask that you review that. The attorney marked noted or gave a vague answer. Then this is just talking about open space, what the code says, eliminating the lots in the floodplain. Okay, so Round Pole Bridge Road, their engineer stated that all of the roads in the development would be to county code. Well, that's great, but Round Pole Bridge Road is not the county code. So that's great that you're going to have a twin mast and all the little development roads meet county code, but then we're stuck with tar and chip. And then who's going to pay it when the ADT goes up? Us, the taxpayers, are going to pay the $1.3 million to improve Round Pole Bridge Road. So I would ask that a condition be that the developer upgrade the entirety of Round Pole Bridge Road, not just to the bridge. The second solution that I have offered is your staff suggested an entry or exit way on Route 1. There are other developments that have an entry exit on Route 1. Greystone Manor, Fairway Village, Summerlin, Bay Crossing, Sugar Maple Park, Farms, and Sylvan Acres. That way, this whole Round Pole Bridge Road is not even in question, okay? I would suggest doing larger parcels to fit in with the surrounding area and conserve much of the wooded parcel and the wetlands. This is just noting Lock Haven that was denied. Okay. So my suggestion is to sell a portion of the county for open space. So the county has purchased Hopkins Farms, 51 acres for $1.5 million. Dawson Brothers, 40 acres for $2.5 million. Dorman Farm Preserve, 13 acres for $400,000. So I would suggest, since this is such a pristine parcel, let's preserve some of it and save some of it and put it in conservation and sell it to the county, because obviously the developer didn't do their homework. They paid $6.5 million and didn't know all these issues existed. So if it's approved as a cluster, there should be conditions. Single entrance and exit on Route 1. Lot 78 to 90 back right up again, Route 1. That's not a superior design. Nobody wants their house backing up to Route 1. So here's some visuals. This is Round Pole Bridge Road around one of the curves. That's my vehicle. You can see the sun. You can see how narrow the road is. This is Round Pole Bridge Road, how narrow it is. This is the bridge at Beaver Dam Creek. That parcel to the north there of that picture, that's where this will be, eliminating most of the woods around there.
Ken, I'm going to ask you, we've seen all this, we've all been on Round Bridge Road, Full Bridge Road, we know the road.
All right, let me show you, you've seen the flooding. This is Hudson Road. This is Route 1 right there. It's deteriorating. I don't think Deldot has any plans to improve that. This is Hudson Road again. This is Hudson Road, and you can see the paved asphalt and the tar and chip to the right, which is Round Pole Bridge Road. You can see the difference in consistencies. This is Log Cabin Road. Log Cabin Road doesn't have any developments on it, and they are up to county standards with a center line and paved asphalt. Here's another farm vehicle that we see very often on Round Pole Bridge Road, another farm vehicle, bikers every weekend, fishermen on the bridge that clog the road with their vehicles. This was taken 2 days ago. This is the school bus trying to navigate the bend with school children on it, coming from Mariner Middle School. The school bus has to cross over the center line to make the bend. That's not safe. That's not safe. And adding 2,000 cars a day is taking our children's lives into the bus driver's hands. And also approved conditionally upon keeping all of the woods as mature trees, also letting the homeowners know that there is an active hunting, which my other neighbor will be talking about, and the buckshot can go up to 900 feet. And let's see what else I have. The big thing is the Deldot traffic study was done during COVID. And also, the developers coming in with all these experts, that doesn't remove the fact that it's not viable for this location. It may be for another road that's paved and has a proper entrance and exit. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. All right, so come on. I'm here. You'll be next.
Oh, yeah. Wayne Latham. I live on 27949 Round Pole Bridge Road, and just here to mention two things real briefly. One, and I know it's not required of developers, it is for Deldot when they're doing roads, but an archaeological survey would really be helpful in this property because it's located right between Beaver Dam and Broad Hill. If I was a Native American, that's where I would want to live. So there got to be something there, I would think. But if they don't want to do it, I guess they don't have to do it. I don't think you can make them do that. What is more strange to me, and it's becoming more and more a concern as I've been in real estate for 42 years in this area, this property and many others are starting to see more and more of this are being sold without contingencies on government approvals. That used to always be a contingency in our contracts. Before they settled, you got approvals from the people that needed to be approved. This didn't happen in this case. They're kind of, developers are starting to thumb their noses at the council and the planning and the zoning saying, you're going to be sued. So every time that comes in Cape Bizet, often those words, you back down because you're afraid to be sued. It's time that P&Z and the council get a little bit tougher.
Well, let's go back to that.
Okay.
No one is afraid of being sued. I'm not afraid of being sued. I've been doing this for 28 years. I know how to do this job without getting sued. The issue is that the way the code is written, that the subdivision process is a process that doesn't have a lot of discretion to it because of the way it's put together. So that's the real issue. It's not that anybody's afraid.
I understand it, but that's what they're using now. Yeah. And it's no reason that you guys can't get together and tighten that and make it so they can't really use that excuse anymore.
That's that guys that's one step up from these guys. It's that next group.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, you guys talk.
Yeah.
I hope. So just asking, you know, you're here to regulate the health, safety, and prosperity of the public. I don't see that happening with so many things getting passed all the time. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for all that you do. We couldn't have this beautiful Sussex County if you guys didn't have all your eyes and ears over. I also want to thank my neighbors that are behind me. I live in Eagles Crest Road, and I have never been amongst so many people that I'm proud of, who love where they live, appreciate it, cherish it, and take care of it. I recently saw on Nextdoor someone was complaining about garbage. Garbage in our neighborhood doesn't exist. We all go out there and pick it up even though it's not ours. We love where we live and we take care of it. So thank you. I'm not here as an expert.
Did you give us your name yet?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Randy Shear. Okay. I live on Eagles Crest Road, and I submitted a letter. I apologize. I'm one of those that submitted twice because I got an email back, so I put it in as comments, and then it did show up as an email.
Okay.
I explained my thoughts in that letter. I'm hoping everybody will read it. But there are some things I didn't put in that letter and some things that have not yet been said.
They're the ones that haven't been said.
Right. I'm going to be brief because it's not too much. I support what everybody else behind me has said, but I appreciate your due diligence. You require experts, and the builders get their experts. However, I heard the experts on the soil, on the roads, on the traffic. I didn't hear an expert about an airport planner. Now, why am I saying that? Because my sister-in-law is an airport planner. So I've got one at home that I can call up and ask her all these kinds of questions. And it's absurd that there is a building of this size coming next door to the airport. And no one has spoken to anyone who does this as a profession. There are professional engineers out there who do this. And they need to be tapped into. And they also need to be checked when you're building something so close to an airport. So I would beg you to let's do our due diligence. Let's make sure we have that runway protective zone that everyone's talking about, where if we do our due diligence, it's going to come up. You don't need to hear it from us. It's necessary. That was said. We definitely have to have a layout plan. We need to have the airport layout plan so that builders know how to proceed. And what can I say? Thank you so much. I hope you consider all of our words that are very heartfelt. Thank you.
Well, we wouldn't be sitting here listening to you if we weren't. So we're definitely hearing what you have to say. So who's next? All right, sir. Come on. Be something different, and we're going to give you 3 minutes, okay? It's 8:03. At 8:06, we're going to pull the plug.
All right, I'm Brad Reed. I live on Round Pole Bridge Road.
Hey, Brad.
I have a personal stake in the marshland that's adjacent to the development that's going to go up. There's a lot of duck hunting that goes on there.
Okay.
And it will be a personal loss of income for myself and my brother. We rent that property out. It would be a significant loss. So with the houses across the road that's already existed there.
This won't kind of get you 3 minutes. Do you rent the property where the development's going, or?
The actual marshland that goes that's adjacent to it.
Okay, all right, just so we know.
The actual wetland.
Okay.
So with the houses across the road, we already have to, the hunters, like I'm not hunting myself, but when we rent it,
right.
I'm going to have a hunter myself, but you have to aim in different directions now. You can't aim across the road because you got to have 100 yards away from a dwelling.
Understood.
You got to be 50 feet away from a roadway,
yep.
And they could go travel 300 yards or more.
Right.
Depending on what kind of shot you're using.
Right.
Also, I had to add, as far as the soil, there's certain soils that are considered important in the state of Delaware. There's Falixton, Pocomoke, and Easboro. So I don't know what kind of soil was out there, but I would hope that's being taken into consideration as well, mm-hmm. along with all the agricultural and all the protected things that's going on with that. I agree with all of what my neighbor said. I'm not an expert on the air thing, but yes, I lived on that road 43 years. That's my entire life. So, like, it's a narrow roadway.
Yes.
I know there's been homes that have been risen or built since I've been there. In the past, the fields, you plant crops, corn grows up, you go 90-degree angles coming around there. I'm surprised there hadn't been a head-on collision yet, because you can't see these blind spots. I mean, even, I got to walk my dog down there, and at times you got the, and this is the afternoon, you got the school bus coming around the curve doing hard right, and I've got to be make sure I'm on the shoulder at that time of the year where there's crops in the field, and then and it's obstructing visibility. Along with the flood, you have to go to work. Like, I have to go to work. Like, I'm a first responder. I have to go to work, and it floods, and you can drown an engine out on that bridge. Like, literally drowning out. And you're talking about replacing the engine. And I mean, that's just part of the problem on the roadway. So I like to reiterate, along with, like I said, I agree with what everybody else said. They both basically proved, like said my, in different various ways, has come up here, stated my point of views. There's section 99. There's many, many sections of 99, like 99, 99, C, 3, 4, 8, 5. It's all in there.
Okay.
So I like that on the record. Thank you.
You got it. Yep.
Thanks for being a first responder.
Okay. Yep. All right, sir. All right, over here. Yes, sir. Well, you'll be next. Come on.
That was my brother that spoke. I'm going to touch on some of the things that he said because they also pertain to me.
Your name?
Brian Reed.
Okay, Brian, you got 3 minutes.
I live on 27084 Round Pole Bridge Road.
Okay.
I've been there as well, 43 years. We're twins, if you cannot tell.
I think he's a little better looking, but okay.
That's fine.
I'm making all kinds of friends tonight.
This is not a popularity contest. I'm just up here to state the facts.
That's the truest thing that's been said
tonight. I'm just up here just to state the facts.
That's right.
I'm an educator. And
another minute, too. Go ahead.
I'm an educator, and so that's what I'm about, is stating facts. So as my brother previously stated, as it applies to me, our land, which is the marshland, it's adjacent to this property. Our father owned it prior to us. He recently passed. He was 71 years old, so he's had it for like 50-some years. We have it now. I put it in the LLC, or we put it in the LLC. It's also part of the land preservation. The loss to renting this property out would be detrimental to our livelihood, as our Eagle Crest airplane counterparts, sorry, I'm fighting a cold, previously stated that, that they're grandfathered in, like they were there. First, well, we've been here first too. I know that they gotta earn money. We gotta earn money as well. They're an LLC. We're an LLC. So we were here. I would not like to see. Plus, it's the displacement, as my neighbors have said, of the forestry, agriculture, animals. Also, with the development across the street on Round Pole from this development that will be going in Twin Mass. I don't know if it's Pintel that's right there that's has an entrance off of Hudson, but I've seen people who lives in that development cross the field across from it. They literally trespass onto this field and walk across it, which I'm worried that will happen onto my property. And as my brother stated, it's actually 990 feet that steel shot can travel from a shotgun that I know duck hunters from my property are using. So this minimal barrier of 50 feet or maybe an extra 25 feet, so now we're looking at 75 feet, is not gonna cover the 990 feet. That's not gonna allow me to rent my land out anymore.
So how close is your property to
property?
Yeah,
where it's right on Braver Dan Creek. Like, if you could pull it up, I could
it's between Twin Mass and the creek, actually. It's actually right there where the arrow is.
Yeah, right there.
And that's the property that you lease out?
Yes.
They own.
Lease out to farmer, hunters, yeah.
We own that.
See that?
And we lease it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be very detrimental to us. And along with that, as part of that land, we also own some farmland that we lease out as well. With the amount of traffic that you're proposing on this no shoulder, like degrading lane, like as my brother spoke, he walks the dog, it's like on the grass. It's not on the road.
30 seconds.
and the farm equipment going up and down this road, we could lose our farming, like agriculture, or lease to that as well, because now we got traffic. And as it's been shown, the tractors take up all the road, and you have to literally park in the grass. Okay. The last thing I want to state is from when they were talking about the tidal waters and everything, I have a whole section on here that I researched about that. And it's the Clean Water Action 401 state certification of water quality. And there's plenty of references that I put in here. There's section A, 1, 2, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can give this to Mr. Whitehouse over here.
There you go.
But just to make it, you know, concise and brief, that's what I have to say about this matter. And in closing, again, like you'd be taking a lot of money from our LLC and our livelihood.
Okay.
So I ask that even if you do approve this, make sure the buffer is with, like, you know, good for us as well. Like 50 feet's not going to cover it. I'm proposing like a 1,000-foot buffer and a fence, so people, because they like to see scenic views, are going to trespass into that woods, as I stated, across the farmland, because they're lazy and don't want to walk down the road onto Hudson up to their
thing. Wrap it up.
So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Forgot where we were. Over here. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Drew Mugno. I live at 15221 Hudson Road, and I'm 0.4 of a mile from Round Pole Bridge Road.
Okay.
And I have to read to you a paragraph from the letter that I had sent you. And I'm going to read it right out. I would like to express my disapproval as a homeowner on Hudson Road. I feel that the traffic volume would be unbearable, and these back roads can't handle the volume we have now. Now, you have all been on Hudson Road. You know that that's a shortcut. Whether you're going north to work or everybody heading south to go to the stores, to go to Lowe's, to Savannah, to any of those toward Five Points in that area. So my whole beef about this right now is that everything was talked about Round Pole Bridge Road, but not the opposite direction on Hudson Road and the effect that it will do to the people on that road. Also, I'd like to read to you the beginning of my letter to you. I am a resident homeowner at Eagle Crest Aerodrome and one of the East Coast premium residential airparks. I am a pilot who flies respectfully with the awareness of my neighbors. Having houses right in the path and off the end of an active runway 3214 is unwise and very unwise. This brings into the fact that there will be safety and noise issues for both homeowners and pilots. Emergencies can and sometimes happen. Eagle Crest Hudson Fields Airport has been here since 1952. It should be taken into consideration active aircraft on runway 32 and 14 will be arriving and departing low over their homes, and departing aircraft will be noisy at all hours of the night and day. That was something else that was forgotten. We fly at night too. So potential buyers of these homes should be made aware in writing. And that's the other thing, that they should really know if they're going to buy in that community, aircraft will be flying directly over either day and night, and noise and potential danger is to be a known factor. Now, as for the entrance to this community, Round Pole Bridge Road is not the right entrance. Route 1 would be a better entrance. The people from Del Dot, well, they like, I don't know. Well, the developers should really work harder on having an entrance into there. And that's pretty much it.
All right, thank you. Okay, anybody with something different? Yes, ma'am, it's right here. Nope, I'm talking to you. Come on up.
I am going to remind everybody, it's the quality of the testimony, not the quantity. We are starting to hear the same things.
I'm really being very lenient. I know you feel that I'm intimidating and rude and all that, and you're right. I am. I know. I've been there. Okay. But if I didn't, this meeting would be going on next Tuesday. Okay. Now, I've been very lenient this evening because you all have been sitting here a very long time, and I don't want to deny your opportunity to speak. Okay. But let's not repeat. If you're going to be repetitive, do it in two or three words and go. Okay? There you go.
And that's not just you. That's everybody.
That's not just you. No.
Fact, it's not repetitive.
And pleasant. Go ahead.
I actually was.
And your name is?
My name is Jennifer Piesnell. I was actually curious. I didn't submit that I was going to be speaking.
So I just wanted to see if that was.
We're not picky.
We'll let everybody talk.
All right. So as I said, my name is Jennifer Piesnell. I live in the town of Milton, and I grew up in Sussex County. I am a major in wildlife ecology and conservation and a minor in marine studies, so I know a thing or two about the impacts of development in coastal areas. In addition to the environmental concerns this development specifically proposes, I am also extremely concerned about the health and well-being of those who live in Sussex County, especially since this development is directly along a waterway, and it does have a buffer, but it is along wetlands and a waterway. I'm not sure if you are aware, but Delaware has the most polluted water in the country, according to the Environmental Integrity Project report that was released in 2022, hardly a year ago. This development clears almost 60 acres of mature woodland, as we talked about, that borders a creek, a tributary. Ecosystems do not work in parcels. This clear cutting will disturb the other 40 acres of forest and the environmentally sensitive wetlands. Mature forests and wetlands act as filters for runoff, which will drastically increase in this specific area due to fertilizers and just development and the changes in hydrology in general. This impacts the quality of our water, which does harm wildlife, but it also directly harms us and everybody who lives in this area. This water is where what we drink from, what we rely on. Clear cutting and building along wetlands and tributaries and cutting down mature forest, especially 60% of mature forest, that impacts and harms me, it impacts and harms you, and it impacts and harms every community in Sussex. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good job and concise.
This guy's already on his feet over here. We're going to let him go, and then we'll let you go. Something different, okay?
Hi, my name is Nathan Kingery. Try to keep it brief. I'm also a Sussex County native. I grew up here. Times when I've lived other places, I find myself missing the Sussex County landscape of the fields and rivers and streams and the woods and what it looked like when I was growing up here in western Sussex near Seaford. So I feel an emotional connection to the landscape here. And I was talking to my neighbor the other night who we live on Gravel Hill Road about 10 minutes from here. And he works for Delaware Wildlands, which is a conservation group. And he said something like, everything east of here where we live, you can just write it off, it's done, it's gone. You know, and it made me sad to hear somebody who works in conservation takes such a cynical view, but it's not surprising because when I drive toward the beach, you know, every week another field has sprouted a new crop of houses. And so, anyway, that's the situation. And I was thinking about this tonight. As an attorney, I often have clients who want to make an emotional argument about how they feel. And I have to tell them that we, in court, we can only make legal arguments. But I'm going to ignore my own advice and make an emotional appeal to you, which is to look into your hearts and examine your conscience and think about this place where we live and what we love about it and what deserves to be saved. And I think you've heard a lot of good speeches tonight about why certain parts of this parcel deserve to be saved and why we have ordinances that promote that. So that's all, that's what we're all asking for, and I hope that's what happens. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am. You've been very patient. Come on up. And I also hope you're going to be very unique.
Just so you know, I wanted to be last because I wanted to be the shortest. So I'm Pamela Rizzo. Well, I wish I was. Anyway, I'm Pamela Rizzo, and I live at 28533 Realm Polebridge Road.
Okay.
So this wonderful development is in my back door. And when I bought my 0.78 acres in 2007, I think it was, first of all, I got eat to death by mosquitoes. So, guys, you should warn them. That's our state bird.
You need to direct your comments to the commission. Okay?
Well, just so you know, the mosquitoes are horrendous there. So that could be a health issue unless people are going to spray and things.
Okay.
But secondly, my real concern is traffic because I have to enter and leave my driveway all the time.
Been said 47 times tonight, traffic. Go ahead.
You haven't finished letting me finish, and I'll go a lot faster if you don't talk at the same time. So when I come out of my
talk at all, if you
I can, but I'm just telling you why it is important that you listen to what I have to say, because what I notice is that every time there's an event at Hudson Field, that means everybody's coming down Realm Polebridge Road. Everybody. So now they don't happen real often, and I'm not against Hudson Field because I love it. I think it's fine. Okay. But there is a lot of noise from Hudson Field that this development probably doesn't even think about. Air flight coming across my house, because I've been there since 2008, does not always go in a straight line.
Okay.
I have been laying out in my back area where my pool is, and there's planes going straight across. They fly at nighttime coming in, and you can tell they're hesitant about how they're coming into the airport, because it's not a real normal thing. I bet I've had at least 15 or 20 helicopters in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months that come in. They come in so low that they literally rattle my house. And my house is a pretty sturdy built house because I had it custom built. The other thing that I would like to say is that in taking down all of the mature trees, it seems foolish because you have a mature buffer that surrounds this beautiful piece of property that could be kept as walking trails and open spaces and preserve the wildlife is there. We have bald eagles that are there that are nested. Maybe not very important because they're like vultures, I guess, but they are our national bird and they are protected. We have Palladian woodpeckers. They are next to the largest woodpecker that there is, and they were almost to extinction in the last years because of development and destruction of woodlands. We have everything we need in this state, and you're giving it away for nothing. They may have paid $6 million, but it is your heritage and your background. I didn't come to Delaware until 1986, but I lived in West Virginia, and I watched them destroy everything we had because of coal mining, logging, and anything else that could make money for other people. And West Virginia suffered, and your state and your county is suffering because you're letting it go. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, you, different.
Let's go, Joe.
Yeah.
Hi again. My name is Joe Larimore. I live on Hudson Road. I'm the past president of Eagle Crest Homeowners Association. And about 10 years ago, we put up signs, one on the corner of my property, which is adjacent to the runway, one out on the highway, and one down on Eagle Crest Road, showing that there's an existing airport, double signs. The developers never contacted anybody, to my knowledge, to discuss the fact that they were going to interact with us. Pintail Point Development, across the road from us, they contacted me when they were laying out their plan. And I met with them, and they made sure there was nothing in the flight plan. They were not going to build under the flight plan.
Right.
So that worked out very nicely for us.
Okay.
These folks, no consideration. I think it's just time to go back to the drawing board.
Could be.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. Armour. Okay, anybody else? You've already been up once, haven't you? No? Oh, okay. Well, come on. If you haven't been, you're all starting to run together. We're all starting to look alike.
Thank you. My name is Mark Cammy. I live on 28120 Round Poles Bridge Road.
Thank you.
On that picture there, I'm at the largest curve.
Okay.
I am an expert in nothing that anybody here has been talking about, except I am in the automotive field.
Okay.
And I want to talk about that. Two cars on the same time on Round Pole Bridge Road does not work. When you increase the traffic, and God forbid somebody gets a blowout, there's a school bus or something else, what is going to happen? When those cornfields are up, you cannot see around any curves. Today, coming here, there was a tractor trailer with two dozers on it. I took my pickup truck and I had to go off into the ravine. Mm-hmm. I can do it. I have a four-wheel drive big pickup truck. Okay. What is a little Volkswagen going to do? Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. No, that was different. Okay. Anybody else? I was going to say, if he had two dozers
on one load, that's illegal.
That was illegal, too. Anyone else? All right. Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-04 Twin Masts?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Yule Lee on the line.
I know it.
Hello, good evening. My name is Julie, 2243 Big Circle Wood. I'll be very short because I heard so much already. A couple of things I want to say is that when I look at the site plan, on the site southeast corner, it's a very sharp curved corner with lots of houses on the outside of the circle. And when I look at it, I see danger. If somebody is coming down the road and do not negotiate the sharp circle, guess where it goes to? So I never buy a house outside a circle. Inside a circle, they could maybe put a couple of houses, but not outside a circle. That's one thing. Secondly, this is on the floodplain and also tidal wetland buffer. And I assume that means salt water. And if they have to build up the houses because it's a floodplain, I hope they do not have EVs. Because we heard from last Hurricane Ian, the cars that were submerged in the salt water, they catch fire, they explode. So I hope they understand that they cannot have the EVs near the tidal wetland buffer. And that is my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, operator, is there anyone else standing by?
Exploding cars is different.
I was going to say, it was different. Mrs. Lee is a frequent caller.
The main thing, I'll keep it short, because I think everybody's addressed a lot of the things about the wetlands and so forth, but we are concerned about the light shining over into our house and making sure that there's a buffer.
Okay.
That when we look at the street plan and the development, it looks like the light is going to be shining directly through our house. And that's what we're going to do today.
Okay.
Tell me your name again, please.
I think she's going.
I think she's going.
Debbie Kraft.
Thank you.
Okay, operator, is there anyone else standing by?
We have Lindsay on the line. Lindsay, your line is open.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I live at 28549 Mount Holbridge Road.
Okay.
If you take a look at the plot map, you will see that this development will essentially be in my backyard.
Okay.
I live on a stretch of land between the proposed access point and Hudson Road. Right now, I have a tree line in front of my house. If that road is widened, I assume they'll be coming in and taking my tree line out. So not only will I now lose the trees that house where I live in front of my house, I'll also be losing the trees that house where I live behind my house. Is there anybody who could address that?
I don't think you're asking a question, are you?
She wants to know if her tree line's going to be destroyed.
Is your tree line going to be destroyed?
Is my tree line going to be destroyed?
Yeah, okay. Hold on.
Right away.
Yeah.
It's not her tree line.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I apologize. Can you point out specifically which lot we're looking at here?
Which lot are you talking about again, please?
Well, my name's Libby Taylor. My name's on the lot if you pull up the map.
I can
show
you.
It's 28549 Round Silver Road.
28549.
Okay, we'll show us.
If you pull it up, if you pull the plot plan up, you'll see those lots.
I think she's saying she's down here.
Lindsay's next to you, right, Pam?
Yes.
Right here.
Okay.
That one, 28549.
So if those trees are within the right-of-way and or a DLDOT easement, and we require that in order to provide the improvements and or drainage, we would be required to.
Yeah, so you're talking about the trees in front of your house, right?
I mean, I'm concerned about a lot of things, but most of it's been covered, and I don't want to be redundant.
No, that's all right. I'm just trying to.
I'm also concerned about this. Just for the record, I also drive a little Volkswagen, and I can say with 100% certainty that I
can't have on
that
road, there's a truck or a bus, a trash truck, farm equipment. Okay. That road isn't viable. Okay. For the amount of traffic that's being proposed. Okay. Well, I think the answer to your question about the trees in front of your home is that the trees are in the state right of way. They might come down in order to make room for the improvements there. They're not, no disrespect to you, but they're not actually your trees. They're the state's trees. And if the state, you know, wants the road widened and the trees have to come down, then they would come down. So you could lose those trees.
No, that's assuming that they're in the state's right of way.
Yeah. Right. If they're in the state right of way. If they're not in the state right of way and they're on your property, then they have to deal with you. I think she already went away.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
In opposition of this subdivision.
All right, thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Sorry, Mr. Erickson, were you going to say something?
I would love to if I have the opportunity. So we've been kind of texting quietly here back and forth. And
I'm sorry.
Because it's not rebuttal.
Rebuttal. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you had something specific to this lady's question. Yeah. I understand. Okay, operator, is there anyone else standing by?
At this time, nobody else has indicated they would like to speak.
Mm. Okay. All right, hang on, we got a little sidebar going on here.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
I think it'd be pretty important.
Yeah.
And have something else.
Yeah, it's offer. A proffer, not a rebuttal.
Okay, a proffer. All right.
Yep. So whoever.
okay. Whoever's proffering. Okay.
Yeah. One potential solution. I know there's a lot of concern about Round Pole Bridge Road. I understand the width, everything outside when you make a right out of the community in that direction, but heading west. One thing that we would like to offer up is to maybe put a no right turn sign at the community, as well as design the entrance such that there would be no left turn into the community, meaning that we effectively reduce the number of trips drastically that would be going from that direction, because you simply can't get in or out of the community by going that way. This way we basically force everybody up to Hudson. Now that's going to cause some changes in contribution amounts that lost to the developer, but I think they're willing to offer that up.
We'll take that under advisement.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, commissioners, any further questions, comments?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we close the public hearing, let me thank all of you for being very patient. Many of you have already left.
No, I don't think we're done yet.
Oh.
There's one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you said there was, everybody was done.
There wasn't, but it was a late.
A late call. Okay, all right. You made it. Slipped in under the wire.
Caller, your line is unmuted.
Hi, my name is Julia Robinson, and I live at 28555 Round Pole Bridge Road. I'm the first house on Round Pole Bridge Road off Hudson Road.
Okay.
And your discussion about no right turn out of the community and going left, directing everything toward Hudson Road, is not workable for me. I won't be able to get out of my driveway. There are many mornings, early mornings, that traffic is backed up. Two, 7 to 8 cars waiting to get out on Route 1 on Hudson Road, with several cars also waiting on Round Pole Bridge Road to turn left onto Hudson Road. That said, one other reason I'd like to add is my property is next door to one retailer who was just speaking. I also backed up to the woods lawn where you're building an extended lawn of houses. And rather than having a 30-foot landscape buffer between our home and that community, we would prefer to have a privacy fence and leave the trees in the buffer.
Okay. All right, we'll take that under advisement.
That's all I have.
All right, well, thank you very much. We'll take your comments under advisement, ma'am. Okay, operator, is there anybody standing by?
At this time, there is nobody else that has indicated they would like to speak.
All right. Commissioners, no further questions? All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying before we close the public hearing, thank you very much. You've been remarkably patient and reasonably well behaved. We appreciate it. We, believe it or not, have additional business to do this evening. So when we adjourn the public hearing, you're all going to want to get up and start talking because it's a natural thing. The getting up part and leaving is fine. But it's the talking part that I'm going to ask you to not do until you get out in the lobby so that we can go ahead and with the rest of our agenda, if that's okay with you. So with that,
you're welcome to stay if you want.
Yeah, welcome to stay to see if there's any discussion later on because we will be referring back to it at some point this evening. But if not, you may call the office in the morning to see if a decision was made or simply watch the website for when that happens. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. Thank you.